This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The rain was the big deal from Hurricane Francine. I'm Scoot on the air, and our continuing coverage continues. Very quickly, let me share this text with you. It says, hi, Scoot. Good morning. I am an Ochsner ER employee. We just had an EMS crew come in with the news that an energy fleet of trucks, repair trucks, is preparing to leave the parking lot near the corner of Causeway and Vets. Good news. So apparently the energy trucks are ready to head out there. We're still waiting to get official news from energy. Also, we're trying to get hold of somebody with CLECO, for those of you who have lost power in the CLECO area. Keith Conley is the chief of police in Kenner, and he joins us on WWL. Keith, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Chief, you've had a lot of flooding in Kenner. Can you give us an update on the latest?
Well, the water has subsided. I just took a took a ride through the city of Kenner. Areas that 3 or 4 hours ago were impassable, the water has subsided now to where we can get a good idea of damage assessment. So the pumps are working. The pumps are drawing water out. It's just going to be a long process to finally get that final assessment.
Yeah, people had some water in homes in Kenner?
Absolutely. This storm pounded us. All the experts had told us to be prepared for a quick moving storm, that it was going to punch us and just move on. Well, this storm, from my calculation, stayed over us for about an hour and a half to 2 hours and dumped anywhere from 9 to 11 inches of rain on us in a short period of time and just overwhelmed the drainage system. As you know, the drainage system is managed and maintained by the parish. But I don't know of any system in the world that could have kept up with the rainfall we got.
No, as aggravated as we are with the pumps and the pumping stations, and we as a people think that they can take care of everything. No, it can't. And you cannot blame the pumping system for this. It just was totally overwhelmed. But you're right, Chief. I kind of got the impression that the storm, which was supposed to kind of blow through the area, was wobbling around and kind of wobbled around the area a little bit longer than I think we thought.
Yeah, and Scoot, the alarming thing was, we had about 76 assets, units out patrolling the city, just making sure everybody had the help they need. And the water rose so quickly that a lot of our officers had to seek high ground and get out and patrol on foot just to continue serving the community. So not only did it just sit on top of us, but due to the rainfall we've had in the past week or two and the ground saturation and the water having nowhere to go, we understood when people called us panicking during the storm that they had everything from 3 inches to a foot of water in their house. We try to get to them as quick as we could after the storm passed. But, there was a lot of moving parts of this hurricane.
Yeah, and a lot of cars were just submerged instantly.
And I think that goes to the point where the water just rose so quickly. I've made two or three passes through the main streets. I don't want to get into residential neighborhoods because I certainly don't want to be pushing water into their homes. But the stalled cars throughout the city is very alarming because people just abandon the vehicles in the middle of the roadway. So Kenner's, got some cleanup to do, but we do ask that people not come sightsee. That, we will be policing the streets and we're going to do what we can to protect our citizens and our businesses to help them get back up on their feet. But we don't need, we have our traffic control signals are non-functioning. People, it's challenging for people to drive when they are functioning. So imagine what it is when they're dark.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
we need a little breather just to help our residents get up and we will. This whole area, we're pretty much storm proof and storm ready. So it's a resilient group, but we do have our work cut out for us.
Chief, are people behaving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Our main calls, we've had a lot of, even during the storm, we had medical roles assisting our partners at Ochsner Hospital and EJ getting cardiac patients to the hospital who are having events pregnant women that were having issues with their pregnancy. We still have our high water vehicles out there assisting and getting people the medical care and the medical help that came upon them with this storm.
All right, Chief Keith Connolly, thanks for being with us. Kenner, Chief of Police, I'm glad things are getting better in Kenner. And thanks for the work that you do. And please, Chief, stay safe out there.
Thank you. And look, I couldn't be prouder of the men and women of the Kenner Police Department.
That's awesome. And thanks to all of them for doing the job that they do. And thank you, Chief.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.